Iridian was asking me, John, do you know what a labubu is? And I absolutely did not. But when she started describing it to me, I'm like, wait, no, I have seen this on TikTok or Instagram. And I just kind of scroll past it because I have no idea what we're talking about. So she said, watch this video from the Wall Street Journal. It was put together by Caitlin Wang, who's a video journalist. And it really outlined an interesting industry that is booming. Caitlin, great job to you and your team with that video. It was excellent. And welcome to WGN.
Thanks, John, for having me.
So, I want to... A labubu we can get to in a moment, but I want to, like, zoom out to talk about what this overall company that makes the labubus are, who they are, and kind of just their brief history of how we got to where we are today.
Yeah, they're a really, really interesting company. Thanks for watching the video. I could probably talk for hours about them. But they're this Chinese company. It's a retailer called Pop Mart. They started way back in 2010, entrepreneur Wang Ning. He really just wanted to create a space like a variety store. He was selling these pop designer toys. But it wasn't until 6 years later in 2016 where he was like, you know, I could really develop and make these toys myself. And he started working with artists to license their IP. Labubu is one of those IP items. So now they really sell mostly this IP that they've developed with a huge slate of artists, and they're all in this blind box format, which is kind of like a really fun, like, I don't know, you buy this thing, you don't really know what's inside, and you get to open it. They've made a lot of money on this.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I understand. So this company used to sell toys that were made by other people, but they thought, well, wait, we can make these on our own. We'll work with an artist to create like a line of these little toys. And then the it factor, I feel like, with these toys and some of the others in the line is the blind box concept. Can you explain that a little more for people that don't quite know what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. A blind box is kind of what it says on a tin. It's a type of packaging, right, where you have this sort of set of items. You might have six possible items that you can get. You don't know which one you're going to get when you buy this box, but it's one of six. Or they also sometimes have a secret where there's like a much lower chance that you get it. So everyone wants the secret, right? They're much more valuable. Very few people have them. It kind of just builds this excitement for the consumer. It just makes it a whole experience. And instead of just going to the store and just saying, I want that one off the shelf, you buy it and you don't know what you're going to get. Now that runs the risk is maybe you get something you don't want or you get a duplicate, but that's all part of the fun.
Right. And this is not a new concept. It's a big concept right now. But I can just remember like getting a bunch of boxes of cereal to try and get the toy that I wanted as a kid, right? There's something about the purchasing of not knowing what you're going to get that is exciting. Well, this has led to a social media craze, right, Caitlin? That now the unboxing or the revealing of which one or who got what has become something that just makes this viral, which feeds into the frenzy.
Yeah, it's kind of this like feedback loop of itself. But you're so right. It's not new. You know, this is what baseball cards or this is what Pokemon cards are. It's just these collectibles, and you have no real sense of what you're going to get. Some of them are rarer than others. So yeah, it's been a lot of like people sort of posting their unboxings on social media, TikTok and Instagram, and their reactions can be quite funny. Some people don't get what they like, but celebrities have really embraced this too. I think in the video we kind of name a couple, but Rihanna and Madonna, basketball star Dylan Brooks, Lisa from Blackpink, they all have been spotted in movies.
I just also like the idea, and I think there is something, maybe addictive isn't the word, maybe gambling might be it, but more that you need to, there's a need for people to collect them all. There's like a genius of like making a line of something that is cool and cute that everyone wants, and then the chase for all of them. That works financially well for the company, and it provides a little adventure or a treasure map of sorts for the consumer.
Totally. I spoke to a psychologist for this story at New York University, and he basically said the same thing. There's this like psychological impulse for people to complete the set. So maybe you get one or two in a set of six, and you're like, well, I might as well try for the others. And so you keep going and you keep going. People also, like, there's huge communities of these collectors, and they trade and they sell to each other. And it sort of created this community.
I would wonder, as the stock price has gone up like 1,200% in the past year, well, what? How could it go any further? But they are already thinking about the next design, the next thing, and that's what their goal is with Pop Mart, is to create these little moments, these movements, these collectibles, and then on to the next one.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they would say they hope that people stick around with the current characters, but they're always growing their slate. They told me that it's one of their big sort of strategies to grow in the West, because they're very, very popular already out in Asia, to work with artists who are based here. They have one U.S.-based artist now, and the rest are currently based in Asia. So they're definitely looking to grow their lines.
Yep. All right. Well, that's a little bit about Labubu's. Great job on the video with the Wall Street Journal. We'll make sure people check that out. And Caitlin, take care, all right?
Thank you so much.